بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have the final hadith with us, inshallah, in the chapter that deals with zakat before moving into صدقة الفطر or زكاة الفطر. And we would like someone to read this hadith for us. Yes, brother.
Narrated Abdullah ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, when Allah granted his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam the booty on the day of Hunain, he distributed it in those whose heart have been inclined towards Islam and did not give the Ansar anything. They felt something as it did not get similar to what the people got. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam addressed them for that by saying, O Ansar, didn't I find you astray and Allah guided you by me? Weren't you divided and Allah joined you by me? Weren't you poor and Allah made you rich by me? And whenever he said something, they replied, Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam have more favor on us. He said to them, why don't you answer me? And they would say, Allah and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam have more favor on us. He then said, if you have wished, you could have said that you came to us with so and so. Aren't you satisfied that the people go back with camels and sheep while you go back with the Prophet ﷺ? If it weren't for the hijrah, migration, I would have been one of the Ansar. And if the people were to take a way in a valley or a mountain pass, I would have taken the valley or the mountain pass of the Ansar. Al-Ansar are what touches the body, while the people are what is worn over that. You will find after me a difficulty and selfishness. So be patient until you meet me at the pool.
In this great hadith, it's an incident that took place when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, on the 8th year after the conquest of Mecca, he went to fight the people of Taif in the battle known as the Battle of Hunain. And they ambushed him, but Allah Azza wa Jal granted him victory, and they retreated in defeat. And due to their wrong strategy and arrogance, when they went to fight the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they took all of their women and children and all of their livestock and all of their gold and silver. And this was stupid, because a wise man told them, and I think it's Durayd ibn Summa, his name, told them that what you're doing is wrong. Because if war was against you, if the battle was against you, these things will not deter you from running away. And if it is with you, and if you're winning, there's no point in getting them out. And the minute things were, as we know, they fled and left their wives and children and their livestock and all of their wealth. And the Prophet ﷺ was very happy. He took all this money and he distributed it. And the Prophet ﷺ did not keep anything for himself. He distributed everything. And he gave the money, most of it, to those whose hearts were inclined to Islam. In the sense that he is giving people to buy their allegiance to Islam, so that they would love Islam. Sometimes it is not just black and white. You either want Islam or you're an enemy of Islam. Sometimes you need someone to give you an introduction, give you an incentive, give you a reason to accept Islam. So this does not mean that those who do not want Islam, they're enemies. You either accept it today or I will kill you. No, this is not Islam. You call people to Islam, you give them da'wah. If they accept, alhamdulillah. If they do not accept, this is their own free will. But in the categories of zakat, the 8 categories mentioned in chapter 9, verse 60, it is mentioned that among them are those whose hearts are inclined to Islam. Meaning that if you give them money, they probably would like Islam. And mostly this is in the tribesmen or the tribes leaders. So this practice was there. You give the dignitaries, you give those who lead their people, such an incentive which makes them love Islam, because if they accept Islam, all those behind them would follow suit. So the Prophet started giving away camels, not one or two. He gave Abu Sufyan ibn Harb 100 camels. 100 camels is a lot. He gave his son Muawiyah 200 camels and some gold. Some say that it was about 100 ounces of gold each, or something like that. He gave this, he gave that. All those who about 3 weeks ago were in Mecca and we were fighting them, he gave them all money. And he did not give the Ansar, the people of Medina, not a single penny, nothing. So they spoke among themselves. The Prophet ﷺ found his relatives, found his people. He migrated from them about 8 years ago. Now he's homesick. He loves them. That's why he gave that to them. He's the Prophet. It's his right. Of course, this was not the case. So Sa'd ibn Ubadah, the leader of Al-Khazraj, we know that Al-Ansar, they're Aus and Khazraj. The leader of the Aus is Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, and the leader of Al-Khazraj is Sa'd ibn Ubadah. So he came to the Prophet and said, Prophet of Allah, my people are saying so and so. And he reported it. So the Prophet looked at him and he said, Sa'd, what do you say? And Sa'd said, O Prophet of Allah, I am only a man of my tribe, meaning that I speak like them. The Prophet said, collect them all in a place, not a single soul with them who is not from the Ansar. So we don't want anybody from the Muhajirin or from any other tribe, only the people of Medina. And when they gathered, the Prophet ﷺ addressed them and said, O Ansar, what are you angry of? Didn't I come to you, as stated in the hadith? Didn't I find you astray and Allah guided you with me? Weren't you divided, because they were fighting miserably? Weren't you divided and Allah joined you by me? Weren't you poor and Allah made you rich through me? And whenever the Prophet said something, they looked down in the ground and said, Allah and His Messenger have more favor on us. This is nothing. Allah's favors and the Prophet's favors are far, far greater than this. And the Prophet is, you know, shouting at them, speak up. So then the Prophet said, why don't you speak up? So they said, what should we speak? What should we say? Allah's favors are more than this. He said, if you wished, you would have said, they kicked you out and we accepted you. You came to us poor and we fed you and gave you money. You came to us beaten and lost in battle, and we granted you victory by Allah Azza wa Jal. They said that you're a liar and we were the only one to believe you. Now who's saying this? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he said, O people of Al-Ansar, is it for the filth of this dunya, this money, is that you found something in your hearts against me? Isn't it sufficient for you that people take the camel and the sheep with them to their houses and you go back with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam? What honor is this? And then he started telling them about what he wishes. He said, by Allah, if it weren't for the migration from Mecca, I would have been a man from the Ansar. I would have been from you, but I migrated, so I can't be from the Ansar. And by Allah, if you choose a valley or a pass through a mountain and the people choose another valley or a way, I will stick with what you choose. You, to me, are the cloth that touches the body. The Prophet is giving a description. What is more important to you? What touches your body or what the people see when you wear it? What touches your body? This is as closest. So he says that you, Ansar, are the thing that touches the body. And the other people are the things that we were, or I were. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, O Allah, forgive the Ansar and the sons of the Ansar and the sons of the sons of the Ansar. Forgive them and have mercy on them. And the people wept until the tears filled their beards and said, we have accepted the Prophet as a division, our provision. We know when you divide money, they said, we've accepted the Prophet as our division. رَضِينَ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ قَسْمًا قَسْمًا, which is our division, our portion. And then the Prophet told them that, beware, you will face difficulty after my death. And if this happens, then anticipate or wait in patience and tolerance until you meet me by the pool or by the Hawd. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.